All right, that was Winter Breaking by Saint Seneca. A song about winter break, but I feel like it applies to any time of year, you know, waiting for the weekend, always, perpetually in wait. This is Julia, and you're listening to Hot Tub Tapes on 91.5 FM, WMFM Bedford, Test Freeform Radio, and my voice sounds a little funky. I say that every week, but I've just kind of accepted I'm always going to sound like this, so deal with it. Got lots of fun stuff coming up today. It's spring. Feels like it is officially spring on Tufts campus. The flowers are blooming. The sun's coming out. This weekend's supposed to be like 80 degrees, which I don't know if I believe entirely. But we're playing happy spring music. Spring comfort food. So a little happy, a little sad, somewhere in the middle. And speaking of a little happy, little sad, brand new Beach Fossils that just came out last week. That's up next, followed by some Haley Hendricks. This new track is called Dare Me.
I've barely been to college and I've been doubtful of all that I've dreamed of. The brink of my existence essentially is a comedy, the gap in my teeth and all that I can cling to. The milk is sour.
Shalala, oom, shalala, oom, shalala, oom, shalala.
The milk is sour with olives on my thumbs and all that I've stuck to and all that I've clung to. I felt like a dog. This world that I've trusted has been over and busted and rested by an arbitrary sonogram.
Shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala.
Been doubtful Don't go outside, well, nothing's gonna happen. She'll never write her number on a crumpled up napkin. She'll never be your ego, she'll never be a bandit. She'll never get to eat you like your heart's a pomegranate. I'm throwing out the milk, the olives got old. I'm tired of my mind getting heavy with mold. I need to start a garden. Gonna start a garden in my backyard. I'm gonna start a garden in my backyard. Cause making this song up is just as hard. Cause making this song up is just as hard.
Ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala.
All right, that was Shalala by, such a fun title, by Haley Hendricks. And last week when I was in the studio, there was a sheet that all the DJs were filling out with, what song makes you feel like spring? And someone put that song on there and I had completely kind of forgotten about it. And I was like, wow, like that is such a perfect spring song. And that's off her debut album that came out in 2018 called I Need to Start a Garden. And I feel like that is such a relatable sentiment that I feel every time spring comes around. And then I realize that I've killed every plant that I've ever had and that maybe my time isn't yet. But one day I'll have that garden and I'll play Shalala while I'm in the garden. Great song. And before that, the new Beach Fossils. Amazing, right? I'm super pumped for their new music. If that's indicative of what their new record will look like, very excited for that. It's called Dare Me. So look out for a new Beach Fossil soon. And next up, some Kurt Vile. To me, nothing signifies spring and sunshine more than Kurt Vile, who I love dearly, and I played a ton on this show because I love him. And he came to Boston in the fall and I missed that show. So I'm looking out for his new tour. Maybe he'll tour with Courtney Barnett again. Maybe I'll get to see them together. My hopes are not too high on that one. But Kurt Vile is the best sunshine music. And I'm going to play a track called Baby's Arms with the Sadies. And then next up, another mopey indie artist who is perfect around springtime. And that's Alex G. So it's Kurt Vile and then some Alex G. And then we'll chat. This is Baby's Arms.
You ready?
Thank you. get sick of just about everyone. Then I hide in my baby's arms, shrink myself just like a tombstone. Then I hide in my baby's hands, hide in my baby's hands. 'Cause except for her, there just ain't nothing to latch on.
That was Sarah by Alex G. A great track by a great artist. That's all I got to say about Alex G. And before that was Baby's Arms by Kurt Vile. I love Kurt Vile so much. I will say that till I die. And looking from through my set, it's a little sad. And I do feel like spring is a happier time of year generally. But it's also a period of transition, which it certainly is for me. And I feel like every year spring like makes you happy sad in a way that you can't quite understand, and you're feeling a lot of emotions because you're kind of defrosting from the winter and you're excited for the warm weather. But I don't know, it's an interesting time. Definitely you have allergies. I have allergies. Didn't even know I had allergies until this year, and I'm sneezing all over the place. But so I do feel like sad indie music is applicable for today especially. Next up, one of my, I'm going to say it again. I'm trying to limit the amount of times I say my favorite band or my favorite song. And I'm going to do it. I don't care. Because this is true. This is actually very true. One of like the most influential bands in my music life is a band called Pine Grove. They're from New Jersey. And they are an incredible indie band. They underwent some controversy a few years back. And I actually did my like senior English class capstone. I made a podcast about music, some things, and Pine Grove was the subject of my podcast. And they have since kind of bounced back a little bit from the controversy and released new music. And this album, Skylight, is one of the albums they released kind of after they took a break and reevaluated. But they make me feel things that no other band does, and it's just such a special... It reminds me of high school, and it's always a real special time listening to them. And they're just, they're such a special band, and I love them so much. And the song is called Light On, and it's a fantastic track. And, then we're getting into some Elliott Smith. I'm really sorry to do that to you. Feel free to turn it off if you don't want to be sad, but I'm feeling sad, so let's do it. So first up, this is Light On by Pine Grove.
Leave.
All right, that was Ballad of Big Nothing by Elliott Smith. I'm so sorry for inflicting that on all of you. But no one does sad music as well as the king of sad music, Mr. Misery himself, Elliott Smith, who, if you're not familiar, which I feel like most people are, died of mysterious circumstances, 2 stab wounds to his chest. No one really knows if he killed himself or if he was murdered. But Elliott Smith is such a special figure in music, and he was a cult figure kind of while he was alive. And then, as it happens with many musicians who die really young and tragically, accrued kind of a ridiculous, outsized level of fame after he was dead, with really religiously devoted fans, and all kinds of stuff like that. But he's great, and if you ever need a little cry, Elliott Smith will always be there for you. And he's got pain. And I always feel like the importance of artists like Elliott Smith are really lost when people talk about like current state of emo music, and a lot of like the sad female artists that are out there now. And like Elliott Smith was the foundation for that and was such an important artist in the late 90s. And that's a great song, Ballad of Big Nothing. And before that was Light On by Pinegrove off Skylight. They had a new album come out about, let me find it, 2022, called 1111. And their album covers are just all so cool and geographic. And I used to want a Pinegrove tattoo because they have these like cool squares that are interlocking. And yeah, they're great. And I was going to play one more sad song. I was going to play a Simon and Garfunkel track. And I just don't think I can do it to you, your listener, or myself. I think we need to move on into some happier territory. And with that, a great spring track for sunny weather, The Kinks, Sunny Afternoon. So a little throwback, but a great song if you're sitting on Prez, if you're walking around, wherever you are, this will bring the sunshine right to you. And we'll follow that up with some Paul McCartney. This one's for my dad. So this is The Kinks.
The taxman's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. So pleasantly live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
My girlfriend's run up with my car and gone back to her mom's park, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me, help me, help me.
Save me, save me, save me from this.
live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
Get out of here.
All right, that was Band on the Run by Paul McCartney and his band Wings. That was one of my favorite songs growing up. My dad would play that in the car for me pretty much every day on the way to school, and we would beg for it, my brother and I. And it's such a fun song because it has so many switch-ups. It starts completely differently, and it has such a great narrative story. And my dad once made a playlist of all songs that have like a key change like that, or a melody change, and they're just so fun. You get like three songs for the price of one, and such a fun song, and I feel like it reminds me of spring and sunshine. Band on the Run. And before that was Sunny Afternoon, a classic by the Kinks. And we're gonna move back more into current music, but first a little throwback Modest Mouse. I love Modest Mouse. I have a Modest Mouse shirt that I need to wear more, and this is reminding me of that. But this is a song from their album, The Moon and Antarctica, which was released in 2000. So they've been around for a while, called Gravity Rides Everything. And then we're going to get into the brand new Boy and Genius right after that. So this is Modest Mouse.
Thank you. with me.
Special lady, I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. A recent scientific studies on lactation.
Baby, you gotta know the facts, lady.
Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow. Childhood disease resistance. Wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, baby.
All right, that was one of the worst PSAs I've ever played in my life. My apologies. Didn't know what I was getting myself into there. But there are plenty of reasons why women don't breastfeed, and that is perfectly okay. So don't breastfeed if you don't want to. That was Satanist by Boy Genius, the female supergroup composed of Phoebe Bridgers, Lucy Dacus, and Julian Baker off their brand new album, The Record, which just came out. It's fantastic. According to my dad, 50% of the songs are great. 50% are meh. I agree. There are a couple bangers, and there are a couple of like skips on there for sure. But I think my favorite track, as well as my dad's favorite track, might be the one I just played, Satanist. So good, and has kind of that edge that I really like from them more than their softer stuff. Great song. We got a few more for you. Next up is some Wilco, Jesus, etc., and then a Velvet Underground track, and we're gonna close it out with. I'm going to do this now, so it'll make you listen to the very end. But we're going to close it out with my second favorite song of all time. And I mean it. I mean it this time. You know my favorite song, and this is my second favorite song. No questions asked. Like, this is it. So I'm going to play that to close out the show. But first, this is some Wilco, Jesus, etc.
Jesus.
You can rely on me, honey. You can combine anything you want. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Don't cry. You can rely on me, honey. You can come by anytime you want. I'll be around. You write about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine, skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking and last cigarettes. All you can get, turning your orbit around. Out of, out of, out of is all we have. Everyone is a burning sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs. Tuned to chords strung down your cheeks, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine, skyscrapers are scraping together. Your voice is smoking last cigarettes. All you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes, all you can get, turning.
Who loves the sun? Who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Ba, 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 ba. Who loves the sun? Ba, 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 ba. Who loves the sun? Ba, 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 ba. Not everyone. Ba, 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 ba. Flowers, who cares that it makes showers since you broke my heart? Who loves the sun? Who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
All right, a super fun classic track from the Velvet Underground. Who loves the sun? Not everyone, apparently, but I do. And I love that song, and I love that band. Just a great springtime song. And we're going to close out the show today with my second favorite song ever. But before I do that, just want to say thank you for tuning in on this Monday afternoon. My name is Julia, and as always, you're listening to Hot Tub Tapes on WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I won't be here next week because it's Marathon Monday, but I'll be here the week after. And there's only a few shows left before I graduate, which is crazy. So I'll try to think of some insane content or some crazy stuff to play on air to close out my time on the radio. And now, for my second favorite song ever. I grew up with the song. It's by the Dixie Chicks, or the Chicks, as they're now called. And the song is The Long Way Around. And this song just describes who I am and what I want and who I've always been. And I just feel like I really resonate with the song. And today, I really needed to hear this song. And I'm going to play it for all of you. And I hope that you can relate to it, too. So this is the Dixie Chick, the Chicks, with The Long Way Around. And have a great week, and I'll see you in a couple weeks.
My friends from high school married their high school boyfriends, moved into houses in the same zip codes where their parents live, but